You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
The Literature Corner.
And in fact, it is time for the monthly literature quiz. Now, you'll remember that Melinda Ferguson has been winning so addicted that she wanted to come back on today. We had to create an ad hoc rule that she's just won too many times. So we'll bring her back in a sort of playoff with the next champion. And to be fair on her, anyone who's worth going up against her in a sort of brain of brains kind of clash will have to win at least three consecutive times. I can't even keep track of how many times she's now won the month literature quiz. I think four or five at last count. So we've got two brand new contestants today. And let's see who's going to be the new literature quiz champ. There will be a new one. We know that much. And of course, you can play along as well. Let's see whether you do better than our contestants do. I've got on the line, firstly, novelist Panache Chigumbatsi. Hello, Panache.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Where have you been hiding?
I'm just trying to get my master's thesis done and just trying to get some work done away from, you know, everything. So I'm just nervous to be on your show today.
Oh, please.
I have a great memory. That's my disclaimer. I grew up in an age of Google, and, you know, so we didn't do rote learning. Okay, so let's just put that out there first and foremost.
Well, you're going up against avid reader and listener of the show, Vanita Daniels. Hello, Vanita.
Hi, Eusebius. Hi, Panache.
Hello.
How are things down in the Cape, Vanita?
Dry and dirty.
Any rhino that you've bumped into?
You promised you wouldn't ask. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to answer any rhino questions.
I promise you there are no rhino questions. Okay, so this is how it's going to work. The rules are very simple. I'm going to ask you each a question in turn. We'll see how many we can get through until we get bored. We'll finish at about 11:30. If you get a question right, then you get 2 points, and my producers will keep score. Last time they were accused by fans of the loser that their maths are bad, but I'm not going to keep score. It's too late in the day for me, and I'm old. And if you get a question wrong, I will ask the person that you are up against whether they know the answer, and that will give them an opportunity to steal a point from you. Okay, so very, very simple. Panache, we're going to start with you.
I haven't been this nervous in a while.
Oh, please. Clever Blacks being nervous. You know everything, Veda. I promise you the questions are very easy. So the first question for Panache. Who was the first Black woman in South Africa to publish a novel entitled Muriel at Metropolitan in 1975?
That's Miriam Plady.
Woo-hoo!
Oh. It's too easy. I mean, come on, given that was not...
Okay, now you're saying it's too easy. I'm going to quote you in a little bit.
No, I'm kidding.
Vanita.
Yes.
Which book is named after this song and who is the author who wrote it? Have a listen to this.
Okay. I'm not your weekend special.
Yes.
And the author... can't I just sing it for the other point?
wait, can I get half a point?
Vanita. The author is a Bongani, Madonda.
Yes. Well done. I think Panache was ready to fetch that extra point there.
No, I need to keep as many points as I can.
Panache. Mm-hmm. Which of the following authors has not won a Nobel Prize for Literature?
Mm-hmm.
Walis Oyinka, Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, Nadine Gordimer, J.M. Coetzee.
Ngugi Wa Thiong'o.
Oh, well done. I'm going to have to ask some more difficult question here. Vanita, publisher is publishing former public protector Thuli Madonsela's autobiography?
I thought this was about authors. Okay, I'm going to just take a stab in the dark. No.
Just guess.
Macmillan.
Who?
Is it Macmillan? Pac-Millan. I don't know.
I'm going to look to the producers there. Are we giving her that?
Please.
No.
Oh, who's your producer?
Well, let's give Panache a chance. Panache, do you know who's going to be publishing former public protector Thuli Madonsela's autobiography for 1 point?
Is for Pan Macmillan.
That is correct.
I couldn't get a half a point.
No, that's next half point, Zini Vanita.
I had Macmillan.
Yeah, not quite good enough. I'm gonna play you a clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to listen to this clip, Panache.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me which author is reading a passage from her book titled A Mercy. Listen to this.
Mistress makes me memorize the way to get to you.
Oh, wow.
I am to board the Nay Brothers wagon in the morning.
Can we at least, like, hear Toni Morrison?
On the post road. After one stop at a tavern, the wagon will arrive at a place she calls Hartkill just after midday, where I disembark. I am to walk left, westward.
It is indeed Toni Morrison. Oh, you're on a roll, dude.
Never lived until you've heard her read one of her books for herself. Like, honestly, she's amazing. So you should
I'll do you one better. I heard her read live in New York. How cool am I?
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
Vanita, who wrote Rusty Bell?
Who wrote?
Rusty Bell.
Rusty Bell.
Shame, I'm going to have to give you a clue here. Come on, man. I told you you will enjoy this person's book. Wrote a Facebook review about him. He also wrote Pleasure. That is his latest book. Another one called Small Things.
I know his name.
Julle kleerling is mos nie goed met daai name nie.
It's with an M. Moshlele.
Yay!
Hey.
Ntikeng Moshlele. A stunning writer, should be a household name. Go buy his books if you are listening to the show right now. Let's take one more round and then we tally it up and then we'll take a break. Your next question, Panache, let's see if I can challenge you a little bit. Taneo, number 7 there. You know that secret question we have. Shall we play the clip? Like, listen to this clip, Panache, listen to it, and then I'll ask you a question.
This will irritate your eyes at first.
Main thing is not to move too fast.
Try taking a seat, crossing your legs. Maybe a tad slower. And blink at least 3 times a minute.
A cartoon character.
Hold your breath. It'll help with the thirst.
Just don't forget to move your shoulders so it looks like you're breathing.
And don't sit so straight. Humans don't do that. Okay, I got it. Move around, blink, slouch.
Okay, I've never heard of that before. But the question in front of me is, who wrote the Twilight series of novels? Panache, do you know?
Yes, I know her name. Let me just make sure that I don't throw this away. oh my God, it's Twilight. No wonder I don't know. Okay, it's Stephenie Meyer.
Oh, wow. A superstar. My goodness. Must be a Ruth First fellow. Vanita. Vanita, whose book, The Hidden Star, was published posthumously?
The Hidden Star.
And by the way, you can say thank you. Now you will no longer say posthumously again. Posthumously.
Nora Roberts.
Who?
Nora Roberts.
Is she sicker?
Hidden Star.
Is that your last answer?
Yes. Can I call a friend?
You can, and that friend's name is Benasha. Benasha?
It's Kaysa Lodeka.
Yes! Oy, oy, oy. Can we tell you up the score so long and see how they're getting along? Ay, 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 Vanita, I can see you blushing down there in Tata.
I am having a celebrity meltdown here. Tanashi is one of my favorites.
Well, at this stage, when we're about two-thirds of the way through, I don't know how Panache has so few points. Are you guys counting right? Remember, it's 2 points for a correct answer. Okay, oh, okay, fair enough. Vanita, you've got 4 points so far. Panache is leading on 8. But be warned, the last two or three times, the winner came from behind at this stage. Let's take a quick break. Okay.
The Literature Corner.
23 minutes after 11, Literature Corner. We're about 60, 70% of the way there. And leading so far is novelist Panache Chigumatsi on 8 points. Vanita Daniels behind on 4 points. Panache, I hope you're not Googling there,
no?
No. Are you sure?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do if I ask.
I'm going to put you in the naughty corner. This next question is for you. Who is the main character? Who's the protagonist in this movie that is also based on a very famous book?
Is this your reply?
Yes, sir.
Are you laughing at me?
No.
Are you rejecting me?
I'm sure that the feelings which, as you've told me, have hindered your regard will help you in overcoming it.
Might I ask why, with so little endeavour at civility, I am less repulsive?
And I might as well inquire why, with so evident a design of insulting me, you chose to tell me that you like me against your better judgment.
No, believe me, I didn't
mean... If I was uncivil, then that is some excuse, but I have other reasons. You know I have.
What reasons?
Do you think that anything might tempt me to accept the man who has ruined, perhaps forever, the happiness of a most beloved sister? Do you deny it, Mr. Darcy? That you separated a young couple who loved each other, exposing your friend to the centre of the world for caprice, and my sister to its derision for disappointed hopes, and involving them both in misery of the acutest kind?
I do not deny it.
How could you do it?
Because I believed your sister indifferent to him.
Indifferent?
I watched them most carefully and realised his attachment was deeper than hers.
That's because she's shy.
Bingley, too, is modest and was persuaded she didn't feel strong
enough. Because you suggested it.
I did it for his own good.
My sister hardly shows her true feelings to me.
Yeah, some higher grade English there. Jesus.
Okay, hectic. So we need the protagonist, right? Which
yeah.
One? Like, aren't there like more than one in this?
I don't know. The question in front of me says the main protagonist, and there's an answer.
But then, I mean, isn't that a bit subjective? Okay, can
stop analyzing the question, Wena. You're not doing your master's thesis now. Give us an answer.
Okay. I don't know, because it's between two. It's Elizabeth Bennet.
Yes!
Woo! I was about to say Mr. Don.
I've never watched it, and I've never even read Pride and Prejudice. So, you know, your contestation would have been very difficult. But thank you for playing along. Vanita, let's see. Yes. Okay, here's an easy one for you, Shame Chomi. I must find one easy one for you. What is the name of the book written by Cynthia Jele, which inspired the movie with the same title?
Cynthia Jele.
Shame, let's give her time to think.
Cynthia Love is
friendship.
No,
love
happiness is a
four-letter word. Yes! Yes! Very good. Very good. Panache?
Mm-hmm.
What is the title of Fred Kumalo's new novel?
Oh, I'm reading it right now. It's called Dancing the Death Row.
Whoa, look at you.
Yeah.
Vanita?
Yes?
Who wrote Sweet Medicine?
Oh my God, I'm getting all of the easy questions. Panache?
Yes!
Chikumatsu.
Would have been very awkward if you didn't get that right.
Can I please get my book autographed while I'm here?
I'll make sure that happens.
So
I'll make sure that happens. Panache, the first African superhero appeared in a major American comic book in the 1960s. Who was it?
Mm-hmm. Wow, first African superhero.
That's what it says here. The auditors apparently have verified it.
Wow, auditors? Is this the Oscars?
This is hectic.
Okay, let me think. African American. No, are you not going to help me? Come on, excuse.
I want to, but I've been told I must stop singing on air because the second word in this answer makes me think of a certain cartoon. Doodum, doodum, dum 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 dum. That's a pretty good clue, isn't it?
It is a good clue. Okay, I'm going to get it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Snap. Okay, I see. No, I mean, Pinky in the Brain, that's not it.
Vanita, do you know, perchance?
Wait. I think.
Okay, Panasha?
Is there a time limit?
You're so far ahead and you're still fudging. You'll be all right. Okay, let's give Vanita a chance for 1 point. Vanita, do you know?
I'm going to go with Black Panther.
Yes! Oh my God, she stole something.
I do know some comics.
Wow. Okay, and then the final...
Black Panther was actually black.
Apparently. And then the final question, Vanita, and then we'll tally up the score. The final question goes like so. Author and publisher Melinda Ferguson is also a former features editor of a magazine. Which magazine?
Give me a clue. Is it a woman magazine?
Jeez, what clue can I give her? It's not Drum.
Okay, True Love.
Yes! True Love, absolutely. Drum rolls, please. As the liberal arts students are counting, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three
that.
Mississippi, four Mississippi. Five Mississippi, six Mississippi.
And Vanita, get the reference.
You did very well in the second half. You ended on 11 points.
Woo-hoo!
Was it enough? Panache got 12 points by a whisker. Yeah.
Oh,
that was too close for comfort. Well done, Panache. You are our reigning monthly quiz champ. Thanks so much to both of you for playing along.
Thanks so much. It was awesome.
Don't worry. I'll connect you guys. I'll make sure Sweet Medicine gets autographed and what have you. But Asha, can you tell us, are you writing another novel? When is it out? Exclusive?
I'm working on two different manuscripts right now, which is why I've been a bit quiet.
Okay.
To get some work done. One is a novel, and the other one we know about a book of essays called Beautiful Hair for Landless People. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Stunning stuff. We look forward to that output. Vanita, enjoy your trip. See you back in Johannesburg.
Okie doke.
It is 11:30. Here is the very latest in EWN headlines.